check this out. Listen to this.
We'll just blow through it. Here we go.
Might be the funniest guy in radio, but the wardrobe from Costco has got to go. Kirkland signature, that's his brand. Jesus Christ, he needs a stylist. Yeah, I said it, man. Too bad it ends at 11. You might hear the reverend. What the hell he say? Yo, it's just Jesse Jackson. If you know what he's saying, call into the show. It's 520-9711. Understand the language. Call if you do. You might get a prize. Oh, Babu. Oh, Babu. Oh, Babu. Babu. To Carl Wade Jr. His show's so great. And OG Valley started repping 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good. But you won't find the dude who's less Hollywood. 97.1. I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Yeah, that's me. What time is
all
it?
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And sitting on my left here, a guy that fills the bill, as Vin Scully once said. It's very easy to make people cry. It's very easy to make people pissed off or make people angry. It's almost impossible to make people laugh, and that's what this guy does for a living. Arsenio Hall is with us. Nice to see you, dude.
And speaking of great quotes, I think Macadocious on that rap track that he just spit said, Tim still needs a partner, man. And on Wednesdays, I'm that.
Yes.
You go,
thanks
dog.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Good to see you.
Arsenio Hall is with us, and I got to thank you because the ratings came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
just the Wednesday night ratings?
Just the Wednesday night ratings, and we kicked ass.
That's good.
Number seven in the, you know, men 18 or 25, 49, I guess 18 to 49, whatever demographic men are, is the people, you know,
that prime advertisers demographic.
Like. Yeah, advertisers like that demographic. We're number seven in the market, number three if you take out Spanish speaking, so number three English speaking, and kicked ass on the other talk stations. The number one talk show is this here talk show in all of Southern California.
Well, first of all, it's very nice of you to include me in that news and allow me to talk to you about it, but you know that's about you. People dig you.
Babu.
And not only that, they really are digging you since your partner went to Spain.
That's he's doing radio in Spain now.
Yeah.
I just actually talked to Brian Whitman today. Sounds great. But the ratings were, you know, people know who Arsenio Hall is. And when they hear, wow, Arsenio Hall's on the radio, what's he doing slumming in that business?
Ain't that the brother with the tax problems? It's like, no, that's Wesley Snipes, baby. Shut the... Anyway, hey, just one other thing. Last night, you know, I'm also a fan. You know, I don't just kiss your ass because I'm paid these exorbitant fees. I'm also a fan. And when I'm not here, I listen. Last night, you had a doctor on who does sex changes. And
Dr. Alter, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he turns penises to vaginas and vaginas to penises. And
he's a magician more than a doctor. Huh?
He really does sound like Blackstone Jr.
Wouldn't you go to Vegas to see that act over the the two guys with the tigers?
Not only that, but he wouldn't have to do it in 2 hours. I would sit at the Sands or what's still alive and kicking there.
Treasure Island.
I'd sit at Treasure Island for like 8-9 hours and watch a guy with a cape and a tall hat put a scarf over a vagina and slowly make a penis begin to grow under the scarf and then whip the scarf off after 13 hours and say, thank you. It's a penis. But you asked the guy a question that the Oprahs and interviewers of the world have never asked. And you say, where do the penises go?
Yeah, the old ones.
When you remove them. Yeah, where do old penises, which sounds like a track for your next CD.
Yeah.
Where do old penises go?
Right. I don't know where they go. I assumed that they just threw them all in a, you know, like the landfill. You know, like so people, you know, looking for cans and looking for bottles in the landfill occasionally come across some guy's wiener.
Imagine how that would pollute the system. I mean, imagine how that would seep into the soil and the water.
Yeah.
Because people who usually remove their penises have not done great things with them.
Right.
Know, they've been usually the guys who take their penis off, I would bet, are real nasty.
Well, but see, I have a theory that the guys who have the penises removed don't use them that often anyway. Because they're really not into it.
Right, right.
You know, they want it gone.
So maybe they wouldn't destroy the soil and the earth. But by the way, this is why you get the prime demographic.
Thank you.
We've said
much.
Penis 14 times in
yes.
6 minutes.
All right. Well, I know that.
But no, that was a great question. And by the way, he did answer it. He said there is an incineration system.
Yeah, the incinerator.
Yeah, later. So there's...
Doesn't the guy in charge of the incinerator have to sort of look away when he does it?
Absolutely. And people in the neighborhood, they probably, you know, kind of like near the Vatican, they see that smoke. What kind of smoke would that be? And what would the signal be coming from that building? You know, anyway.
Right.
I'm about to get myself in trouble with Catholic listeners.
They've elected another doctor. All right. I saw something today, and you know, it's interesting you brought this up, because Arsenio and I were talking about something right before the show went on here, or right before the light went on. Calling it a show is, you know, the people like Letterman and Leno do a show. They got people working there. How many people work on the Leno show or the Letterman show?
Wow.
Is it 100?
Leno has 400 people. And we're forgetting people like publicists. We're talking about just cameramen, grips, cue card guys.
Oh, yeah. You publicists.
Know, yeah, there's,
you know,
there's
booking
a whole
agents.
Team. Oh, gosh. It's
people
incredible.
Who do the, you know, the advertising for it.
It's a machine. There's a guy that shines your shoes over there.
Yeah.
That just comes down the hall and says, "You all right? Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing tennis shoes."
And so there might be 100 people working on the Leno show, maybe 150 working on you know, the Letterman show or the Leno show. It doesn't matter which one. But here it's just Gina Grad, Randy, and myself. And then on Wednesdays, you pop in. Tuesdays, we have a chick on. And that's it.
Yeah. And that chick is usually...
Sam Phillips or Harris Kasem. Yeah.
And don't forget, well, I guess we can't count that. No, Fridays, Corolla stops by.
Yeah, Corolla on Fridays.
Nice job, retard.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you there.
Very streamlined system. I remember when I first did radio with you and I wanted some water and you looked at me like I was losing my mind because you was like, "Yo, bro, it's radio. You better get your ass up and go get some water because we can't really go back on air." You know, I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to get someone to bring me in some, is there someone here who can get me my, oh, we're back."
Yeah, well, we had it. Arsenio Hall was the first guy that came in with a real rider. things that he needed, Skittles and a blanket and some Vicks for his throat.
Take the green ones out.
But I saw a fist fight today. I was driving around the San Fernando Valley, and I was on the corner. I'll tell you where I was. I was on the corner of Winnetka there. Maybe the two guys that fought will know the
was
area
it, was,
and the
was
fight.
The corner of Bobby Brown at Kid Rock?
No, it wasn't. But they still
always
fighting?
Hey, man, Kid Rock is in the news today. He's in the
fighting
news.
Again?
Well, he was fighting a while back in Atlanta after a concert in a Waffle House. By the way, if I get in a fight, I'm just not fighting at the Waffle House. I'm going to say, "Yo, man, come down the street. I'll whip your ass." No, I'm not fighting in the Waffle House. But
And also a definite time to change the name of the Waffle House. It's 2008. You got to expand you know, crap morning food that's going to kill you.
But, you know, it was in Atlanta, Georgia, and, you know, they real backwards down there. You know, they also still call it the NAACP.
Yeah, right.
And we aren't colored. It's the NAABP.
You know, when a restaurant goes with letters, that they want to lose part of their reputation.
You explain that now.
Like IHOP, you know, International House of Pancakes. They don't call it that anymore.
No.
KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, they want to just call it KFC. They tried for a while to get away with Kitchen Fresh Chicken. Remember that?
Jeez,
they tried to sell everybody on that.
Oh, that's because we're living this healthy kind of metamorphosis.
But
and
I
we
like
don't
Kentucky
want
Fried Chicken.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, and I grew up on it, and I'm still alive. I'm 44. I'm doing well.
Yeah, and you're not fat.
I love that place. The one I go to is on Tampa and Ventura, and I've been going there since my parents lived right off of Reseda Boulevard there in Tarzana.
I think the first time you went there, you told me that your popcorn shrimp was packaged actually by the colonel. I mean,
I was going there where the colonel was still alive.
Yeah, you know.
Colonel was still hitting it. But I saw a fight on, and I got to remember exactly where it was. It was Victory and Winnetka. Yeah.
Okay.
Victory and, you know, what the hell is the street that Pierce is on? That's Winnetka, right? Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, Victory and Winnetka. And I'm sitting there at the traffic light, and two guys are in their, you know, their cars. They're honking each other and, you know, flipping each other off and stuff. So they get to the stoplight, and one of the guys comes up and kicks the other guy's car, right? And, you know, you don't mess with the guy's car.
Yeah.
You know, so he gets out of the car, and he pops him. The other guy comes back, and he pops him. And I'm sitting there watching this thing. I have my daughter in the car, or else I would have got involved, you know what I mean? But I'm watching this thing happen.
It's nice she was able to see the fight, too.
Yeah, yeah. And I said to her, I said, "Hey, baby, look out the left window here. These two guys are going at it."
Yeah, just popped that other guy.
Yeah, that was her reaction to it. Ah, oh, boom. But, and they beat each other up pretty good. Then they didn't wait around for the cops. They, like, got back in the car and, you know, took off in different directions. But I thought to myself, you know, who's still fighting in 2008?
How old were these guys?
The one guy, there was a fat bearded guy. Mm-hmm. He was probably in his 50s. He looked like he was in the record business, like a ponytail and a beard guy and a BMW.
Okay.
And then the other guy was like a younger athlete. You know, he had like running shorts on and like a tank top.
Mid-30s?
Yeah, probably a little later.
More our demographic.
Yeah, probably early 40s. And they went at it. But the fat dude in the BMW, I think, got the best of the skinny guy.
Who actually kicked the car? Fatty?
The skinny guy kicked the fat guy's car.
Okay. Skinny
and
kicks fatty's car.
Yeah. Laurel hit Hardy's car.
Standing and together, talking, did they look like the number 10?
No, Hardy hit Laurel's car. They look Stan
like,
Laurel,
looked
right?
like the number 10 standing there. Ollie, I have to do that thing on my head and say Ollie to know who is who.
I guess for this audience, I should say Chris Farley and
Chris Rock,
David Spade.
Yeah. Except wow, so David Spade's a different font though. He's a smaller. Yeah. He's a 8 font.
David Spade got out and kicked Chris Farley's car, and Chris Farley kicked ass on David Spade, but he bloodied the dude.
Really?
Yeah. He punched him in the face pretty hard.
They seem too old to be fighting. I thought about this when I read the Kid Rock article this morning. There's a point where men stop fighting. When is the last time you fought, Tim? Not at home, though. Not with, you know.
The last time I had a fist fight.
Yeah. Not domestic.
When it was somebody I'm not related to.
Yeah.
Was back in high school at the Van Nuys ice rink.
Wow.
And I got into a fist fight with a guy named Paul, won't give out his last name, but he kicked my ass.
Really?
Yeah, I got my ass kicked.
How do you define that? What's that? You know.
Well, we were playing like broom ball, and I got hit in the head with the business end of the broom.
Yeah.
And I went after him, and he whooped my ass.
But did you damage him a little bit?
I got him like
tell
one
somebody,
shot.
You should see the other guy.
No, I got him one shot, and then he went ape-ass on me and practically knocked me out. But all my friends were there, and they all held him down.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, hey, take a shot at him. But they were holding his arms. I'm like, I could take a shot at him while you hold his arms.
Wow.
You know, but he whipped my ass pretty good.
Sound like
that's the last fight I was
sound
in.
Like the Crips, man.
You had
a little gang. Your
we
friends
roll around that way.
Yeah, you know.
When's the last fist fight you were in?
Well, you know, a little later than yours in life, but I was provoked. You know, and it was actually at LAX. I was on a plane coming back from Atlantic City, and there was a guy
before 9/11.
Before they would, you know,
arrest you.
I hate to fly now because they keep taking my toenail clipper, but that's personal. We'll talk about that later. I hate to stand barefoot on a terrazzo, you know, arguing about my toenail clipper and how large my shampoo is, you know. But, okay. Anyway.
And why you need it nowadays.
Yeah. Check that out, you know, because they're like, we stopped you because you have shampoo and your hair is skin bald. Your head is, you have no hair. You have a gigantic bottle of CVS shampoo. We have to talk to you, man. We have to stop you. Maybe it's my fault. Okay.
Right.
Maybe all my problems are my fault. You know, I bedwetted till I was 27.
Is that right?
Yeah. But my last fight was...
Wait a minute. You wet your bed until you're 27?
No, I'm just trying to make sure you're listening.
Is that right?
I'm making sure you're listening.
Holy Christ. Okay. I didn't know that about it. Let's get the National Enquirer on the line.
Okay, so here's the deal. The guy's doing something behind me. I think it was with a little case that they have a small puppy in, which tells you a little bit about the man.
Right.
But whatever he's doing on his lap, I put my seat back in the reclining position, and I was in coach because first class was full, and there was has nothing to do with me being broke.
Yeah.
I was in coach, and
somebody was busted out.
So anyway, I had to get home. And so my seat goes back, and I'm wearing my iPod. What he does is begins to knock on my head like you knock on a door.
Right.
Like, you know, he begins to knock on my head to get my attention, because I didn't hear him say, excuse me.
Was this in the middle of the flight?
In the middle of the flight.
Wow.
Middle of the flight. So, you know, it was just a bad day, and I kind of went nuts, because I don't know that if this is a rule, but I always think you just don't knock on a person.
Yeah, don't knock on my head.
Yeah, you could hit my trailer door.
Right.
Or you can tap. Please don't knock on me.
Right.
Yeah, so I went kind of nuts, and you can't fight on a plane. There is a zero tolerance
right
to saying, I'm going to whip your ass and going over the
seat.
Did
you take a shot at him?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
You know what I did is I didn't even, and I didn't take a shot at him to hurt him. I took a demasculating shot. I slapped him like a bitch.
Is that right?
Yeah, because I was like, no, we're not going to fight. I'm just going to slap you like a bitch in front of your boy.
Wow.
And say, are you out your mind, man? You knocked on my head? You just knocked on my head? Yo, if you knocked on my door, I'd whip your ass. I can't believe you just knocked on my head. And I went nuts, and I couldn't find my iPod. It flew somewhere.
Jesus. Now, when you landed, where'd you land?
I landed in L.A. It was
and
horrible.
And were you met by somebody?
And all your friends who are cops can't save you.
Oh, yeah?
When you fight on a plane. I don't know what it is, but there was people arguing about whose jurisdiction it was.
Oh,
and they were
Jesus.
Pulling me different. They were saying, no, I'm going to whip his ass. No,
was the FBI involved?
It was.
They get involved on that stuff.
I'm telling you, I don't want to go into it in detail, but don't fight on planes.
Right. Wait till you get there.
Yeah. When you get there, they take you in a room, and you know what? They even told him he was wrong. You can't knock on people's head.
Right.
But I was wrong too.
How long did you
and
have
I'm
to sit
old
there
to be fighting, man?
How long were you speed rapping with these guys?
Wow. We were a
couple hours.
No, we wrapped it up in like an hour.
Yeah, that's you know, not bad. No fines, no arrests, nothing.
No. I didn't get in any trouble, but I really could have and probably should have because
did you wear the bracelets getting off the flight?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, they have to. They don't know what's up. They don't know who did what, and they really don't care that you're a comedy boy.
Were you Arsenio Hall of the Arsenio Hall show by then?
I was Arsenio Hall of a guy who does stand-up shots on Joan Rivers.
Okay.
You know, I was that guy.
All right, but it was before your show.
Yeah, before, yeah. Yeah, right. It was before. Oh,
it,
yeah, thank
you. Did
goodness.
It cost you anything in lawsuits?
No, because, I mean, he kind of knew that he shouldn't have touched me on the plane.
Right.
But I have to learn to turn things over to people.
Right.
You know, you have to learn to be civilized on a plane. And say, excuse me, the Caucasian gentleman behind me in 7E just tapped me on my head like I was a damn door.
Yeah, I don't know when you leave trouble alone. I think it's about age 28. But, folks, when's the last time you were in a fist fight? It's always interesting to hear from guys that are really going for it in life still. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. Last time you actually laid a hand on a guy. What were the circumstances? Did you get sued? Did you get arrested for it? Did you push the little wife around?
Who's
out there still pushing people?
When did you play the Kid Rock home game?
Yeah, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We got to take ourselves a small break. We'll come back with your phone calls. Always interesting to hear from guys who are still kicking the crap out of each other. Life's most interesting crew, as George Carlin says. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
We are back, aren't we?
Yes. Sorry, out there.
We started that show actually in the hallway.
Busting Eddie's
that segment balls. Began out there.
All right. Last time you were involved in a fist fight. Always interesting to hear from the guys who are still going for it in life. Alex in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing? You there?
Yeah. Hey, he's fighting now.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey. I was in Long Beach and I was coming out of a bar. Some guys just started calling me faggot. Came by and pushed me, so I kicked his ass. I'm a gay guy, and so I guess he figured he could just come and kick my ass, and I'd be just take it, whatever.
Oh, is that right?
Well, right.
That's pretty cool. And how many guys did you fight?
Just one guy.
Just one dude?
You know what's funny, though? Like, I don't understand guys like that. Like, I noticed, like, some like guys in around Long Beach area, a lot of gay bars around here, so, you know, I go, and, like, there's always a couple of guys that, on a Saturday night, they just go to the gay bars and hassle guys, like, what do they do there? They have nothing better to do. I think they're probably closeted themselves or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why
to do right.
Well, you think that act it would be left to like you know the Midwest or you know Arsenio's old neighborhood. No, but you would think that once you're in a big city, especially like Long Beach or West Hollywood. That people would, you know, once you
think
get
it, I mean, they would leave that behind.
Once you get to Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, Atlanta, and you live amongst a lot of people, a lot of different races and religions and orientations, that that would disappear. But I guess there's still some guys out there that like to do that.
I think what happens is a lot of people still think that most gay men are just going to be these Nelly queens who are just going to be prissy running away from them.
Yeah.
You know, and those do exist, of course, but those are the ones that are obvious. You know, the ones that just look like everybody else. And, you know, if you want to mess with me, I don't fight.
Right.
You lay your hands on me, then I'm going to do whatever I need to do to protect myself.
Right on, right on.
Now, were you fighting just for yourself, or were you fighting for the whole cause?
I was fighting for myself. He came from behind and just pushed me, so I had to turn around and, you know, kick his ass. It was funny because I chased him, though, so that was really hilarious.
Yo, man.
I got really angry about it.
I hope that's on YouTube, because if I see you chasing him down the street, whipping his ass,
dude,
I'm going to watch it.
It says on the screen here, before you chased him, you took your heels off?
I did. I took my heels off, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
I clawed him with my nails, too.
Hey, Tim, Damon Wayans has a bit about getting beat up by a gay guy. It's a brilliant bit. He has a whole bit about getting beat up by people you shouldn't get beat up by. He also has one about having a guy in a wheelchair say, "Don't make me get up."
Oh, is that right?
Getting your ass whipped by a guy in a wheelchair.
Jesus Christ. Hey, we're going to give you something here, Alex. Hold on 1 second. We're going to get a pair of tickets to Sammy Hagar and the Scorpions. Bustin' the Tunes out of the Orange County Fair. And that's the Pacific Amphitheater out there. It goes on through August 3rd. Go to OCFair.com and get out there and get to that Orange County Fair.
A lot of walking. Don't wear your heels, bro.
Yeah. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us every single Wednesday. Make that put that in pen in your calendar.
Because I have.
Yeah, because he's promised to be here every Wednesday. And so far, man, it's fulfilled every single Wednesday sitting here. And this guy has FU money. He doesn't have to work again.
No, you know who? I was with somebody who has FU money. Ryan Seacrest. We're hanging out. He has FU money. And while I'm sitting with him, Fannie Mac and Freddie Mae called him on his cell phone and asked to borrow some.
Borrow some credit.
You know, it was crazy. That's the kind of paper he got. But he has paper. He never has to work again.
Yeah, he's wealthy.
I come here because I need gas money.
Yeah, you're rich, but he's wealthy.
He's wealthy, and Chris Rock gave you the difference in the two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Chris Rock has a great line. He says, Shaquille O'Neal is rich. The guy who pays Shaquille O'Neal, he's wealthy.
Dr. Buss loves that joke.
Yeah, that's a great line. All right, last time you got involved in a fist fight. Let's talk to a Michael in Rialto. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
What's up, Tim?
Hey.
How you doing, man? Good. Got one of my best comedians / actors / night show guys on your host there. I love that guy, Arsenio.
/ ex-pimp. Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate that.
Hey, man, I'm so glad to see you on the radio, man, and I'm glad to hear that you're doing good because I was, it's been a while since I heard from you, and then when I started listening to the show, man, I'm like, there's my boy.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it is nice to see him on the radio, and also you might be able to hear him on TV soon. He's got a lot of projects going.
He did that Stevie Wonder faux pas that we all do. Good to see you, Steve. I can't believe you said that.
Hey, well, so what happened to you, dude?
Well, let me tell you guys, this is the situation. I got a buddy of mine, a work buddy of mine, and he was living with a roommate. Now, this guy that was a roommate, he was one of those crooked real estate loan guys that, you know, did a lot of these bad loans. Well, this guy had a house in somebody else's name. He was driving a 745 BMW in somebody's name. And every time I'd go over my roommate's place, his roommate would wander his way into where we were and always would get in our conversations. Well, I was talking to my roommate's girlfriend, and we were talking about home loans, and the guy got in the conversation, and I already didn't care for him, and the guy disrespected me, and, you know, I started, you know, putting him on Front Street about, you know, this ain't even your house, that ain't even your car, and he told me to get the F out of the house, and so on and so forth. So
sounds like a busy afternoon.
Oh, busy afternoon, man. So we're sitting at the kitchen table, and we start talking about another subject, and he called my girlfriend a bitch.
Oh, wow.
And, that was, I mean, you know what? It didn't really matter that he called my girlfriend a bitch. What mattered was I wanted to whoop his ass.
Right.
Hey, by the way, if you call a black woman a bitch, the man might not have to lift hand.
Exactly. So without any apprehension, I went over and started pounding on the guy. And one time I went to go swing and punch him. He was sitting right by the kitchen window. I swung and slammed my fist into a window and cut my thumb real bad. But I tell you what, man, it was worth the ass whooping I gave this guy.
Good for you. You knock him out?
I didn't knock him out, but I gave him a nice big swollen jaw. And he had some bumps and bruises, I'll tell you that much.
You ever see the guy again?
You know what? It's funny you asked me that, Tim. I live out in the Inland Empire, and lucky for him, I was at the San Bernardino courthouse. And I saw him in the line. I guess he had gotten a ticket.
Uh-oh.
I was up there taking care of some business, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and man, he looked off into the space like, oh my God.
Now, if you saw him somewhere where you weren't in a courthouse, would you have gone after him again?
I would have beat his ass.
Again, huh?
Wow.
Again. I was not through. The only reason that I stopped beating on him that night was because my buddy grabbed me off of him. And I didn't even realize, to be honest with you, I didn't even realize that my thumb was cut. I had to get like 6 or 8 stitches in my thumb, and I still have some numbness in my thumb to this day. And that was over 2 years ago.
Are you with the same chick?
No. As a matter of fact, we split up about 1.5 years ago.
But did you break up with her because the guy was right? She was a bitch?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh. The irony.
All right, well,
the irony.
Look at that.
That's a whole other segment.
So the guy was like, he wasn't... You know, he wasn't really insulting you. He was just, like, trying to warn you who you were.
He was almost, he was Kenny Kingston up in there.
Yeah, he's like a soothsayer.
Yeah. What I couldn't stand about him is that, I mean, you know, he would always come and get in our conversation, and then he was like, Mr. Big Stuff, because, oh, I'm driving a 745.
Oh, yeah, right. Those guys are fun.
I'm doing loans. Didn't mention he was doing crooked loans, but he's just a mouthy guy, you know, about 5'1", 5'2", and... I just wanted to put a beat down on him, and I did.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. Jeez, look at that, man.
Hey, Tim, by the way, with Stevie, I know Stevie's one of your favorite artists. Stevie Wonder actually will, in a conversation, say, I've heard him look at people and say, I watch the show all the time, and it's very entertaining. You know, and he doesn't even blink, or he doesn't balk at right. saying watch, you know.
He must have a great house. You ever been to his house?
Yes, great house, and you know what? A great sense of humor. Steve is one of the funniest guys you can ever sit around.
Is that right?
Yeah. And sometimes he'll touch
you. Hit it?
Huh? Hey, man. Come on, you know.
Yeah, I mean, have a drink once in a while, a cigarette?
Come on, man. I never talk about stuff like that with people like that, you know. I drink, I smoke, and I love heroin. But I don't know nothing about what Brother Steve do.
It's funny how you don't know what anybody else does.
Yeah, but I know I love some tar heroin. As a matter of fact, if I had a clean syringe right now, I'd be in the hallway.
There's a guy who works, not works here, but I guess he's, he sort of buzzes in and around the station. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while. And, he knows Arsenio Hall. And
I know this story.
And we're in the parking lot, and he gave you like a little, full of weed.
It was 8 cents of Purple Kush. 8 cents worth of Purple Kush.
And Arsenio's like, I sweep up. When I vacuum, I sweep this up.
I can't say that.
But you use that as chew. I mean, that's
That's what I meant, between cheek and gum. Right. I didn't mean ass, I meant cheek. That's what I meant.
All right, let's talk to a Carlos in Sylmar. You're on 97.1. You've been fighting, dude?
Hey, no, I'm not a fighter guy. First, hi, guys. I love your show.
Hey, thanks,
I've been listening for a while already. Second time caller.
Cool.
Actually, I'm not a fighter, but I mean, you know, when you go to parking lots in crowded places, you wait for people to get out, and you wait for the parking lot. And you put your signal. That
right.
means that you're waiting for the spot.
Right.
So I'm doing that, and this old lady's coming out, and she's coming out the way I am coming in, so I couldn't really get out in. Some other guy just comes and tries to cut me off, and I honk at him. And then to let him know that I'm waiting for the spot.
Right.
And he act like he didn't care. So I drive a big van, so I kind of step on the gas and threw it at him, not to hit him, but at least to scare him. So he did get scared. I just cut him off and went into the parking lot. As soon as I get out, he starts calling me names and stuff.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, learn how to drive, man. I mean, this is common sense.
Excuse me, bro. I just like, can you tell me one of the names he called you? Can you say it on the radio?
No.
Yeah, okay. who got the spot?
He looked like a retired gangster, one of those old, like gangsters, you know, like old school guy.
Right.
He was about 30, 35, 36 years old.
That's old. That's the first school of gangsters right there. That's the original graduating class of gangsters.
He was 35. Were you guys fighting over a handicap spot?
I was 28 at the time.
Oh, I see.
So, and then I'm like, you know what? I call him names, you know, and then when I call him in Spanish, because I'm sure he was a Chicano.
Right.
I call him a name in Spanish, which I cannot say. And then he really like that, like click him on and turn him on, like really bad. So he just slam on the gas, parks like on the red zone, gets out of the car. I'm like, here we go. So I started taking all my stuff out because I was working out of time. And then I'm like, oh, dude, this guy just comes and swings at me. Like he didn't even say anything. He just comes and swings at me.
But you did call him a chimichanga though.
Right. Almost, you know. You know, I call him a PE, like you know what the most common Mexican word that you can insult somebody.
Right.
You probably guys know that one, you know. But then the guy just comes and swings at me, and then I have steel toe boots because they require my work, you know. So he missed, and then I just go straight with the boots, man.
Oh boy!
And I start kicking him, and then we for at least 6 minutes, and then by this time he hit me once, and I'm hitting him constantly, and then the guy is like, I started laughing, and I'm like, dude, you only have hit me once, and he's like, no, I hit you more times. Why are we fighting?
Like, wait a minute, you no, fought you the haven't. Guy for you fought the guy for 6 minutes.
And, yeah, they were talking. They were fighting like Stu Lance and Chick Hearn. I hit you four times.
We were fighting, and you know how they fight the gangsters? They kind of jump, like, and then they start like if they break dancing type of thing.
Oh yeah.
So I'm like, dude, just you know, hit me at least, you know. And then I'm laughing at this time, you know, because he's getting a whip, you know, by my steel toe boots. So every time he gets close, I kick him. That gotta hurt, you know.
All right, dude. I'm sorry.
You hit the button by mistake.
It accidentally cut you off there. But that's a long fight, 6 minutes, man.
And with the
that's
commentary
two rounds.
And the color commentary
threaded
throughout.
But I could just see him, you know, when you get that chest pumped up, you know, you're dancing around the guy. It's like Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking for that one pop, that one punch.
You know what?
I like the guy that he says, you know, he's 35-year-old gangster, old school. You know, one of those old school guys. Boy, like, 35? Wow, I'm 9 years older than that dude.
He made me feel horrible. He made me feel horrible. But have you ever been to a wrestling match or a boxing match in this town?
Yeah, I went to the, in 1984, the Olympics.
Oh, well, so that's a little, well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's a little sophisticated, though. I've gone to see.
Oh, you mean down to the Olympic?
Yeah, or like WWF, where you go and see, like, Triple H wrestle. It's amazing that the fans fight on the way out and in the park. There's so many fights. Like if you go to the sports arena on the way out of wrestling, everybody needs to fight. But here's something interesting. You ever see a Rocky movie, like the last Rocky? It's amazing how aggressive people.
That's right. That Rocky stuff.
I thought I was at the comedy store just for a moment.
But you know, that's the same way it used to be with the Kings when they played at the Great Western Forum.
Yes.
There used to be fights in the stands all the time. It was great.
I think it's contagious.
I've seen the game on the ice stop for a second because there were so many fights against Montreal. It was Montreal versus the Kings. And there's so many people fighting in the stands that they stopped the game for a while so the cops could come in and straighten out the guys in the audience.
I saw that in Anaheim at a Ducks game.
That is
literally sensational. Everybody's looking up over the glass because these guys are pulling each other's sweaters over their heads and emulating Teemu Selänne.
Right, exactly. The hockey fights in the stands are the best. They don't happen anymore. Well, they don't happen as much as they used to. But back when you know, the Great Western Forum used to be the Fabulous Forum, when either Montreal or the you know, Philadelphia or the Rangers would come in, there would be so many fights in the stands. Because back then, you know, you could smoke and drink as much as you wanted at a hockey game. You could literally smoke a cigarette while you're watching the hockey game. It was the best.
The good old days.
Yeah, it was the great old days. And there'd be a cloud of smoke in the upper seats and people fighting each other and kicking ass. And you could always tell when there was a fight because everybody would stand and look that direction.
Yeah.
You know, and then everybody else would stand and nobody would be looking at the game.
You know what? I me and my son went to see Disney on Ice, and we started a fight during that. And it was just real cool to see the teapot and Mickey and everybody looking up at us while we were beating up a guy and his kid.
All right, the last time you kicked ass on a guy, I guess 2008, people are still kicking the crap out of each other. 520-9710 and 888 520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show.
And we're letting it whip.
Yeah, and Arsenio Hall is with us. And we're live on 97.1 Free
Kick
FM.
It.
Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
What's up?
Last time you got in a fight, man. You kicked somebody's ass. Reza in Beverly Hills, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, doing good.
Hey,
how you guys doing?
What's up with you, man?
Arsenio, woof, woof, woof,
woof. Woof, woof, my man.
How are you guys? Everything
all right.
Going good?
Yeah.
Okay, last week I just got in a fight. You know, I do like to fight, but I don't just go around fighting with people. I was at a 76 gas station, and I was pumping gas into my Hummer, and this guy comes up to me, and he just starts cussing at me. He goes, you're the problem for all the high gas prices. You're the idiot that made it do this, this and that, this and that. And he starts talking to me. Then he comes in my face, and I go, hey, buddy, you can do whatever you want. You start coming to my face, I'm going to knock you out.
Wow.
So then he walks back, and he starts talking. Then he comes back. As soon as he came in my face, I uppercut him in the jaw, and his knees buckled to the ground.
I uppercut his ass.
I uppercut it, and his knees buckled. He went to the ground, and wow. I just got in my car,
yes.
And I left.
Yes, for you, knock dude. Him out, brother.
All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. Guys out there still kicking ass, everybody.
Save me that call, Randy. I want that call from my website, just because he said, woof, 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 woof.
Yes.
I want that call.
All right, Gina, what's going on in the news at 9 o'clock there, baby?
Well, Shirley MacLaine has a senior moment, and Thomas Beatty has a daughter. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Wow. I don't know who Thomas Beatty is.
No idea.
Who is Thomas Beatty?
It's the pregnant man, Tim.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think she prepares the news for Dennis Miller or some obscure mind.
Or for the Beatty family.
Yeah.
All
only
right.
They knew.
Yeah, like we were supposed to know the pregnant man's
gee,
first
I just
and
learned
last
who W.
name.
Bush was this morning.
Jesus Christ. What's the elephant man's name?
Oh,
Ronald Sinclair.
Merrick. Something Merrick.
Oh, good for you. Excellent.
Wow, she's amazing.
All right. The top 10 list is coming up. David Letterman's top 10 list. The top 10 things John McCain is looking for in a vice president. You listening to it right now?
He loves it, man. He really...
Dude, you're going to listen to number six. It's the
number
funniest
six.
Line I've ever heard in my life.
All right.
He is on the writer's jocks at the
loves
Letterman
it.
Show,
yeah.
Man.
All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM with Arsenio Hall sitting here. Look at that.